rain chance is coming in for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, with scattered to numerous storms, especially in the afternoon and evening hours, and highs in the low 90s. Have you got our free weather app for your phone or tablet yet? I think one of the cool things is, even when you're on vacation, it knows where you are, so you get the current weather, forecast weather, radar, future radar, and warnings for that particular area. Very handy. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
This is Brian Carr of Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating. When it's time to make it new again, it's New Look, where we make it simple, you make it beautiful. Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating, 6237 Atlanta Highway.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. A mother and daughter in Northeast Montgomery are trying to rebuild after a devastating house fire last week. Officials believe the fire started from the stove. A friend has started a GoFundMe for the family. Find out more information at alabamanews.net. A 77-year-old Selma man on trial for shooting his son has been found guilty of first-degree assault. The Dallas County District Attorney says John Caver shot his 41-year-old son in 2016 after an argument over chicken wings. Caver is facing up to 20 years in prison. And some Pike Road parents are fired up about how to use $14 million the town has from bond money. One option is building a $3.9 million career tech center on donated land on Trotman Road, but some parents want the money spent on existing schools. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
It's a better buy at Brubaker. Say that three times fast. Hot weather, preseason football, who will the quarterback be this year? We have thousands of cars, trucks, SUVs, and minivans to choose from at Brubaker. Chrysler, Dodge, Ram truck, Jeep, Fiat, Kia, and Infiniti in Montgomery and Prattville. The all-new 2019 Infiniti QX50 compact SUV or the redesigned Infiniti QX80 full-size SUV will carry everything to the lake on Labor Day or to the tailgate. Kia, we will not be undersold. It is a better buy at Brubaker Kia. Try the third row seat midsize Sorento SUV made just down the road. Ask about the friends and family plan to see if you qualify for additional savings. Have you seen? Have you driven? The all-new redesigned Jeep Wrangler. Smoother, still rugged, the off-road SUV you want. Or Grand Cherokee or Cherokee, its slightly smaller sibling. And don't forget Fiat, the even smaller sibling. It is a better buy at Brubaker. All at Brubaker Motors this week. Come experience the Brubaker difference.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
Are you ready to spark your career? Due to continuing growth, Mr. Electric of Montgomery has immediate openings for full and part-time electricians. If you're a highly motivated, responsible, tidy individual with good work ethics, we want to talk to you. As part of the Mr. Electric team, you'll enjoy an excellent pay plan with extra income potential, ongoing education, and advancement opportunities. Applicants should have 3 to 5 years verifiable residential or commercial experience, plus a good driving record and be able to pass a drug test. Call Dan at Mr. Electric of Montgomery today to set up your interview. Why not work for Mr. Electric? Where?
We're doing great. We're Mr. Electric. We have the power to make things better.
Mr. Electric is an equal opportunity employer.
The
River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
London police say a car crashed into barriers outside the Houses of Parliament.
Ousted West Virginia Justice Robin Davis says she's retiring following the impeachment of all four of West Virginia's remaining justices on the state's Supreme Court.
The reward for information on missing college student Molly Tibbetts in Iowa now tops $385,000.
President Trump's campaigning again as Republicans work to keep Democrats from regaining control of the House.
His spokeswoman says there's nothing racial about his attacks on a fired aide who's attacking him in a new book.
This person has shown a complete lack of integrity.
A fire in Glacier National Park destroyed buildings on the north end of historic Lake McDonald Lodge, the busiest area of the park.
Flash flooding is in the forecast in central and eastern Pennsylvania.
Economic turmoil in Turkey is causing concern across Europe.
Starbucks is getting into the plant-based protein business and is introducing a protein-blended cold brew line in almond and cacao flavors.
Puerto Rico is putting out the word the island is back as a vacation destination.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
I want to thank the mayor for being in, and always enjoy having him on. And a couple of things that I was talking to him on the way out of the door is that the shot detector is still here. They're using it. He kind of questions the effectiveness of it, of really spotting where the shot is. It is true that people will call in to 911 and talk about shots being fired, and they'll send a cruiser in there, but they aren't going to go investigate like they used to because people won't talk. And they confirm that also.
Well, and then there's things like, I mean, the other night, sitting in the living room, TV's going fairly loud, and we hear a loud bang. My roommate and I look at each other and go, you hear that? Yeah. I mean, but what are we going to do about it?
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't right outside our door, so it wasn't that alarming, but we definitely heard it. And so, okay, you hope somebody's all right or that it was a firecracker. But it's not much you can do if you just hear it inside your house, and it's not that close.
272-9228, a reminder that Fresh Market is going to be doing the ribs on Saturday, at least from 11 to 3. I'm going to try to talk them to doing it from 11 to 4. That's $11.99 for a slab of ribs, and I am going to be getting some on Saturday. And I'm going to be there about 12:30, hopefully. And I've got friends that I'm going to be sharing those ribs with. And but also on Fresh Market, and ready to hear the menu for this weekend. The New York Strip is on sale. The Prime and the Premium, both are on sale. You need to do the 10-ounce or buy by the pound. But they also have the Applewood Smoked Bacon, $8.99 a pound. My son used that on hamburgers.
Yeah.
It is absolutely amazing. And then the regular market-style bacon, $5.99 a pound. Tracy, listen in to this one. Rack of lamb that they have on sale for $14.99 a pound. I'm going to see if they have a one-pound rack, and I'm going to try to do lamb pops for this weekend.
Ooh, yeah.
And do it in the precision cooker.
Yeah.
That is going to be awesome.
Sounds fantastic.
It is. And let me see what else we have here. Well, the chicken parmesan?
Mm.
Ooh, they'll show you how to make that one, too. Fajitas! Oh, yeah. Let's go to the phones, and let's go to Steve. Steve, welcome aboard.
Good afternoon, Dan O.
Steve, how are you, brother?
If it got any better, I don't think I could have stood it.
What's on your mind today?
Hey, I just got informed that the mayor was on there, and I wanted to ask him the question, do you ever do any exit interviews with your employees that are walking out the door, specifically the PD?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not all about money. And if he would just talk to some of the, not the gold stripers, but just some of the grunts, some of the investigators that are carrying 200 cases a month, Dan, there's no way, there's just no way you can do justice. They got cases that they could clear, and they'll tell you that, but they don't have time to work them because they're being pulled out of their primary assignment of being an investigator and being put back in patrol in a uniform and doing walk and talk, greet and meet, and these other details. And, you know, you can come up with all the great deals you want to, you know, shot this. But it goes back to basic police work. And the people that want to stay there, they're going to stay there because, and the money's, you know, it's not ever been great, but you knew you had people that you worked with and worked for that had you back.
Mm-hmm.
And when you lose that, when you lose that concept, you know, just like up in Huntsville, the city council up there just voted to fund the officer's defense that was involved in that shooting up there, even though the grand jury indicted him. And there's an issue down there, and it's going to get worse because now that the city is going to the state retirement system effective January 1, the old ball and chain that used to be on you, well, you're 10 years, you're past the point of no return, you can't take your retirement with you anywhere else. That's gone now. And so those same folks that are struggling, they're going to look to other agencies because they can take their retirement with them as long as they're on the state system.
Yeah, that's, well, they're trying to move the city over to the state system now.
Well, what I hear, that's going to come effective January 1. So when they really are going to have to sit down, not with the gold stripers, not with the, you know, the folks in the administration, but the grunts, and find out why they can't do what they really want to do.
Well, I think the mayor is aware of that. That's why, I mean, he said on the show that they're moving people from those positions to patrolling, but they're doing it out of necessity to having officers on the street.
Right, but you can't take an investigator. He can't work his case files. He can't.
I got that. I absolutely understand that. I think that management is making a decision to do that, and yeah, I think policing in Montgomery is not an easy thing because of our population and some other issues that are there. So they're having a hard time getting officers. They've got the money for officers. They just can't get officers and keep officers.
Exactly. But it's not all about money, Dan. That's the bottom line. Have a good day.
You too. Let's go to the phones. Go to Ken. Ken, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dano.
Hey.
And Joey.
Hello, Ken.
I think the gentleman's exactly right, and so are you, Dan. It's not just about money or salary, but we are having trouble recruiting and training police officers. We are having trouble maintaining the population. We don't have population growth. We have a decline. There are reasons for that, and I wish the mayor would do a little better job, and it is his job, responsibility, of addressing those things. In all due respect, Dano, you ask a question, and let me ask you for the answer. How many police officers do we have currently?
Well, he didn't give us what it is. He broke into two pieces. I happen to know what the number is. It's 492.
Yeah. Well, as far as I'm concerned, that's fairly typical of the slipstream that you get when you ask some very important questions.
But what he was trying to do is make a point of the number of officers on the street, which is what we all care about. And what they're doing is they're moving administrative-type officers into the street.
Yeah. I heard that. I did not hear a firm number to back that up. I did hear him claim that we had far fewer public employees, city government employees, than when he took office. I would like to see actual figures on that. But Dan, there's no reason the city of Montgomery should be losing general population and school population. Huntsville has Redstone Arsenal. Montgomery has Maxwell and Gunter. We have four-year colleges here that offer advanced degrees, Huntingdon, Auburn, Montgomery, Troy, et cetera. Huntsville doesn't have that.
Yeah, they have University of Alabama at Huntsville.
Yes, they do.
And that's a big operation, too.
They have a family practice program there. And so do we. So do we here in Montgomery. My point is, our competition, the mayor's competition, city government of Montgomery's competition, is not Huntsville, Birmingham, Mobile. It's Tallahassee, Troy, Prattville, and Millbrook, and Wetumpka to some degree. And he claimed that Mayor Battle is initiating what he did, how long ago now, at least 8 or 9 years, right, Dan, that the downtown redevelopment's been underway. A lot of contractors and developers made money when the city bought high, sold low, and I will give the mayor credit. I'll give his predecessor credit. They've done a good job with downtown. I'm not sure that the method that was employed to pay for it was adequate. I would predict that the city of Huntsville, 10 years from now, whatever Mayor Battle and city government do in downtown Huntsville, you will not see their bond rating decline, and you will not see their population decline.
Right, but you got, it's two different cities. First of all, they have a zero-base unemployment rate. I mean, they actually have a negative unemployment rate. They have a very, very educated population that is there because of Redstone Arsenal and the industrial complex, the technology complex that's out there. It's two completely different things.
Exactly. They don't represent competition for Montgomery.
No. I'm with you, but I'm saying, when you're saying they're not going to, X isn't going to happen, it's not going to happen because of who their population is and what type of businesses are there. I mean, when you get McDonnell Douglas and Rockwell and Morton Thiokol and Torch Industries and people like that, I mean, you're talking about a whole bunch of engineers. Just where William is, you have hundreds of engineers that are making $85,000, $90,000 a year.
Mm-hmm. I didn't make the comparison to Huntsville. The mayor did.
What he was saying is that it's easier because of the population base and who your industries are there.
Oh, there's no doubt. There's no doubt about that.
And the thing that we've got the biggest problem with is education. That's why people are leaving Montgomery.
100% accurate.
I know.
And who took a stand about the non-PhD superintendent that had been hired 10 years ago? And maintain that problem. He's late to the party. I congratulate him on getting to the right stuff on this city and the county, because it is a county school system. But if he was going to be hands-off and insist that everybody else be hands-off 8 years ago, then my personal belief is he was wrong. And if he had taken a stand 8 or 10 years ago, we might be farther down the road to where we're trying to get started now.
Yeah, Ken, I hear you. Here's the problem, though. People do make mistakes, and I think he made a mistake with Barbara Thompson. I think he realized that was a mistake. I think he could do a redo. He would. But then what he did is he started working the school system from the bottom up. Piece, and that was getting other people elected to that school board to change the pattern or the trajectory that they were on.
Yeah, exactly. And so we're right where we should have been 8 years ago.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you're perfect, but thanks, Ken, for the telephone call. News Talk 93.1 FM. Dan Moore Show will be back right after this.
The Dan Moore Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Mr. Sandman.
is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and I want to thank everyone for voting Mr. Sandman the best mattress store in Montgomery, Elmore, and Autauga counties. We have been voted number one 18 of the last 20 years. Visit us and learn how a local store with a huge inventory, always discounted, can outservice and undersell the big chains. This month, in addition to having a tremendous sale on mattresses and adjustable bases, I am marking down hundreds of headboards and beds. King headboards start at $55 and many are under $100. With over 500 on hand, you have a lot to choose from. Our selection of over 70 mattress models from Serta, Jameson, Restonic, Scandinavian, Pure Talalay Bliss, and others is on sale just in time for back to school. Whether you prefer plush or firm, latex, memory foam, hybrids, pillow tops, or smooth tops, we have the area's largest selection and best prices. Visit us on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen in Montgomery, or on Highway 14, 3 miles east of I-65, across from the Dollar General in Millbrook. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Mr. Sandman. Get your bath redone with Acrylic One. So beautiful and secure.
Do you want to redo your bath to a safer, easier to clean, and yet affordable option? Call Mark and Philip with Acrylic One Bath for a free estimate. 361-7139. That's 361-7139.
Get your bath redone with Acrylic One. So beautiful and secure. Acrylic One Bath.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by proof pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. What is proof pricing? That's Jack Ingram's best price, simple and clear, with true price comparisons from third-party leaders. And when it comes to saving you money, there's nothing better than seeing the proof. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned mates starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 3 days to return it for a full refund. Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars has hundreds of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit your needs. And if by some small chance they don't have it, they will find it for you and deliver it to your driveway. Confidence and trust is a Jack Ingram Signature Used Car guarantee.
Come see me, Tip Tames, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on Eastern Boulevard, or shop online at jackingram.com.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Come on, man, get your bag. Let's go.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
You know, in the words of Gomer Powell, Shazam, I mentioned the Casa Swamp.
Yeah.
They have it back on sale for $12.99 a pound. This is $5 off. They have Maryland crab cakes.
Ooh, those are
two good. For $5. Those are outstanding, by the way.
A great deal.
The Wild Jumbo Soft Shell Blue Crab. This is where you just heat it up. Two for $8. I'm on this. I am on this. So I'm going to be over there. I'm going to have to pick up some stuff for Friday. Lamb looks good. They've got the bell peppers that I like on sale for two for $5. That's really good. They're normally like $3 each. So we're there, baby. I'm in baked ricotta.
Count me in.
Yeah, man. Okay, good show. Let's see here which way we want to go.
We have a friend of yours on the phone.
The one and only?
Indeed.
Dick Brubaker?
He is.
Hey, Dick. Welcome aboard.
Hey, good afternoon.
How have you been? Hit me in the back of the head on Sunday.
Yeah, well, you know.
I deserved it, right?
You were so intent, you know. I just wanted to get you out of your vision or whatever you're having there.
What's on your mind?
Y'all were talking about schools.
We were talking about schools, yep.
You know, I've talked to the interveners and spoken with a lot of people regarding what they figured out. We got two problems in Montgomery, other than the ones you guys have already mentioned. Number one, we're essentially running two school systems side by side, one succeeding, the other not.
That'd be private and public, right?
Right. Well, no, that would be magnet schools and regular schools. Oh, just talking about public schools. Okay. And the other problem is we're still funding, I mean, let's face it, we're funding public schools at the legal minimum. And we've got every school system that went to this magnet regular school model, if you watch them over about 10 years, they all end up where we are now. And we've created a situation where our brightest students are in the smallest classroom. And our kids that arguably need more teachers' attention are in the largest classrooms. And so, let's face it, whether middle-class couples, black or white, are fleeing Montgomery like the French army because of education.
Absolutely.
And that's what the last two sentences have shown. And I know you guys, I think you guys talked about it when, you know, it looks like in this next census, Montgomery may even come in under 200,000. And we have got to get this thing turned around, or we're just going to keep losing the very people we got to keep. And what concerns me is the political will is just not there to do it. And, you know, if they don't want to fund schools with property taxes, fine. That means the city and the county is going to have to find some way to pump in a lot more money than they're doing now. And I'm not sure that at this stage of the game, you know, just dumping the magnet school, which is what I think some of the interveners would like to see done, I'm not sure that's practical at all right now. So I don't know what the solution is, but we are bleeding young couple with elementary school age kids.
Absolutely. That's exactly
right. And until that turns around, you know, it hurts economic development. It hurts, you know, I mean, you look at the bypass, you know, a lot of retailers are beginning to either move toward travel or move toward, I mean, you know, the car business is still good, but it's just, you know, long term, we can't stand to lose. Well, they said last year, 2016, 2017, in that period of time, we lost 700 public school students. A net loss. That's a whole school.
Yeah.
That's two schools, actually. And we just can't do that every year and expect the city to, you know, to be okay.
What would you think about a voucher program?
I think we're to the point where they better do the voucher program and get serious about virtual schools. I mean, they need to give parents a lot more choices if they want to give people a reason to stay. Because you're not going to fix public education and that culture overnight. So we've got to stop the bleeding of upwardly mobile middle-class families. We've got to stop them hemorrhaging out of the city. And we need to do that, whether it's through vouchers or virtual schools or whatever. But we need to start giving parents more choices, or we're just not going to, you know, we're going to continue to lose people to Autauga County and Lee County and Elmore County.
I think that if you did vouchers or you did a kind of a split public-private system or both, I think that Montgomery would be the greatest place in the world to live and people would be beating their doors down to get here.
Well, and but I hope with the, after the election this will change, but as you know, in spite of the fact that Montgomery has managed to get so low in the rankings now that we're, you know, bumping right at the bottom of the whole state in our academic performance, especially if you take the magnet schools out. But we've still got a school board that seems to be committed to the status quo.
Mm-hmm.
And we just can't keep things like they are and expect them to get better.
Yeah, somebody's got to do some real, do some type of creative thinking here and to try to save the system. And the way to save the system is to bring those people who are in a public or private school environment into the public arena, either statistically or by helping them with vouchers.
And yeah, you've got to give them some incentive to stay, and the way you do that is by giving them some choice.
Yeah, because I'll give you an example. I have the kids of a client of mine who are moving exactly because they can get so much better of a house in Auburn, Alabama by not having to pay private school tuition at ACA.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's, you know, in miniature, that's what's going on in Pike Road. I mean, this thing can be seen. But what we've got to do is, you know, kind of go back to the blocking and tackling. I mean, if you interview parents, 90% of them only want three things. They want their kid to be physically safe. They want their kid to go to a school reasonably close to home. And they want the basic academics, not the rocket science and the teaching Chinese. But they want the basic academics done well. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not really delivering any of those things.
Well, but don't you also think it's the product that's walking through the door in Montgomery County School that they're not starting with kind of the basic that they need? Therefore, they test okay up to third grade, but when you get to sixth grade and ninth grade, they fall off the charts because they don't understand critical thinking, particularly in mathematics.
You're absolutely right, and the NAEP score, you know, bears that out. We used to do really well, especially in reading. But since the money has been sucked out of the Reading Initiative to fund retraining everybody to do Common Core, even our reading scores have split. And in elementary school, reading used to be, I mean, the Reading Initiative was a program that people from all over the country came down here and copied.
And who was that ended that?
Tommy Vine.
And where is
that's
he now?
That's where they got all the money to do the office retraining for Common Core.
Yep.
I mean, it was a horrible decision.
It really was. And that's the other thing, that you get a series of bad decisions, and you end up with a really bad product that's hard to fix.
You got that right. And because it's a government, a monopoly good, you know, it's very hard to reform. And so, but we're going to have to find a way to do it, or we're not going to have a chance.
You know, Dick, we need to bring you into the studio and have a discussion with you one day.
Sure, anytime. Just call me. Let me know.
Thanks, Dick. Appreciate it. Ladies and gentlemen, Dick Brubaker. We miss having him on the air. Cooper, coming back to you. Dan Moore Show right after this.
Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's a better buy at Brubaker. Say that three times fast. Hot weather, preseason football, who will the quarterback be this year? We have thousands of cars, trucks, SUVs, and minivans to choose from at Brubaker. Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, truck, Jeep, Fiat, Kia, and Infiniti in Montgomery and Prattville. The all-new 2019 Infiniti QX50 compact SUV or the redesigned Infiniti QX80 full-size SUV will carry everything to the lake on Labor Day or to the tailgate. Kia, we will not be undersold. It is a better buy at Brubaker Kia. Try the third row seat midsize Sorento SUV made just down the road. Ask about the friends and family plan to see if you qualify for additional savings. Have you seen? Have you driven? The all-new redesigned Jeep Wrangler. Smoother, still rugged, the off-road SUV you want. Or Grand Cherokee or Cherokee, its slightly smaller sibling. And don't forget Fiat, the even smaller sibling. It is a better buy at Brubaker. All at Brubaker Motors this week. Come experience the Brubaker difference.
News Radio, I'm Rich Dennison. A jury will soon begin deliberating the fate of former Trump campaign chair Paul Manafort in his tax and bank fraud trial.
Prosecutor Greg Andres told a jury of six men and six women that this case is about Mr. Manafort's lies, that he hid money in foreign bank accounts, filed false tax returns for several years, and failed to pay $15 million in taxes. The defense has been trying to pin the blame on Manafort's former business partner, Rick Gates.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. Police in London identifying the man arrested after driving a car into pedestrians and a barrier near Parliament.
The suspect has been named in British news reports as Sally Khatter, a 29-year-old UK national originally from Sudan. It's understood he wasn't on the radar of security services.
Fox's Simon Owen in London. A suicide bombing in Kabul, Afghanistan has left at least 48 dead, the bomber targeting Shiite students. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have a sizzling hot forecast today with a high temperature up to about 96, heat index close to the 105 danger range, and not many storms to go around. In fact, they will be isolated at best. Low temperature tonight down to about 74. Now, tomorrow, the scattered storms will be in better supply, kind of a routine summer day forecast. High temperature around 93. Then better rain chances coming in for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday with scattered to numerous storms, especially in the afternoon and evening hours, and highs in the low 90s. Have you got our free weather app for your phone or tablet yet? I think one of the cool things is, even when you're on vacation, it knows where you are, so you get the current weather, forecast weather, radar, future radar, and warnings for that particular area. Very handy. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1, WACV.
Two 7 2 9 2 2 8. This is where we are. Let's go to the phones and go to Cooper. Cooper, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, good afternoon, Dan.
How are you, Cooper? I appreciate you holding.
I'm doing good. That's quite all right. You know, Dan, we've been talking about this Montgomery School situation for, what, 30 years?
I don't know about 30 years, but it's been a while.
It's easily, I would think it's over 30 years that the school situation has been in the shape it's in. Judging by, you know, the age of my children and when they started private school. But I would argue that it's probably as bad now or as it's ever been, if not worse. Dick Brubaker, what I took from his call, one thing was that we need more money, but there's not the political will to raise taxes or whatever to get that money. And you said that, you know, we need some creative thinking and all. Hey, how about a lottery?
Why would a lottery help out in Montgomery, Alabama? And how do you do a lottery in Montgomery, Alabama?
Well, no, I'm talking about a statewide lottery.
So you trust the people in state government that they're going to go in and increase, take that money and use it for education properly? See, here, let me tell you what the problem is. The problem is are the rules that we're playing the game under. And the state, we give the state money, and the state will give money to a county only if you're a public school student and only under certain conditions. And that's it. Now, if we would think differently about it, and let me give you several examples, use a model that they use in Michigan. The state goes in and will give the state paired with a county, and they took money, and they took every teacher in the county, didn't matter who you were, and gave you a base salary of $24,000 a year. And then you got part of the health program and the retirement program of Michigan. And then a private school could add money to that to attract certain teachers. So what you just did is you took the price of the cost of the teacher, which is the most expensive part, and you lowered it for all the students.
I'm not opposed to that.
Vouchers would be another way of doing it. I mean, but
pardon?
Vouchers would be another way of doing it, or doing a quasi kind of voucher, you know, supplemental type deal. What we're doing is we're thinking in a 1950, 60, 70 approach to a 2018 education issue.
Do you have any hope that anything...
Here's what happens in government. Here's what happens in government. Right before something burns down, that's when they decide to change it, because they see it's about to burn down, so they just go ahead and change it so they don't sit there and watch it as a bonfire. And that's, and I'm sorry to say this, but that's one of the imperfections of government. Until it becomes a critical mass, people will not do the right thing.
Well, it's got to be getting pretty close to it.
Well, but see, if I were Todd Strange and the new school board and everything, I would sit down with the new superintendent of education, and I would say, make us a model city. We'll go in and take money for taxes. You let us spend the money that the way we want to, and come up with a supplemental plan like I was just talking about, and or a voucher plan, and or some type of special charter schools, or a combination thereof. See, we've got some great education in Montgomery. Some great education. You can go into the Montgomery Academy, a Catholic, or Trinity, ACA, St. James. You can go to some great schools here. But the problem is, it's going to cost you $14,000 a year to have one child there.
Can you think of anyone who would be opposed to some of those ideas that you have?
Well, the AEA was...
Bingo.
Well, no, but the AEA isn't what they were. They're history now. What's stopping it is more the bureaucrats within the school systems. And here's why. And I hope Dick Raybuck is listening to this. He'll be so proud of me. Is that you get the academicians, the people that are in the academic world, and they want more people just like them. They loathe the private school system, because the private school system is doing with, in essence, less money than what they're doing with money. And so they don't like that, because it's showing their failure. Here's the kind of a common, if you talk to people who are teachers and they're not state employees. They want to teach because they want kids to learn, and they think that they have the ability to do it and to do it well. They really don't care how poor the student is coming in. They just want a student that is willing to learn. And they believe that they can make a difference. And I applaud those people, but it doesn't quite work that way all the time.
Yeah, well, I agree with much of what you're saying. But as far as, you know, not having the will, I even have to call out Todd Strange on this. He doesn't have the will to say the things to the school administrators in Montgomery that needs to be said. And, you know, maybe he realizes that it would be political suicide to say it.
Well, but you got to remember, Todd was behind the movement to try to change the school board, which I right now I deem as fairly successful.
Well, yeah, hey, don't get me wrong. I like Todd. I support him. I think he's done a lot of good things. I think he's been a good mayor. I guess there are just some things that you can't say in a city that you're in the minority.
Well, I think if he would take a creative approach like some of the things I mentioned, I think the problem could be solved. It's going to take several things to do it, but not doing it the way we're doing it now, and not doing it the way we did 50 years ago, that's part of the problem. We've got to think completely differently. For example, Dick Brubaker, who is a graduate in Vanderbilt with a history degree, he cannot teach a class in a public school system. A PhD from Harvard was going to offer her services to the public school system here in Montgomery. They said, you can't do it because you don't have a Alabama teacher certification. She has a PhD from Harvard. That is a system that is completely screwed up.
Hey, I'm just going to keep listening and hope we can get some of these things done.
Me too.
It's the only hope for this town.
And I'm sorry to say that, but it really is. When it's about to burn down, that's when government kind of goes, oh, my God, we need to do something here.
Enjoying the show.
Thank you. my soapbox. I'm not sure which way I want to go here.
We've got a lot to choose from.
We do, and very little time to do it. And, you know, I guess one thing I should mention is that this hour is brought to you by Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. Buying a used car can be very tricky, but not at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. Come on, see Tip Thames, David Ingram, Danielle, Lynn, Eddie, the whole gang. Tell them you're a Dan Marsh Show listener, and you appreciate them. Okay, let's see. We did Nomad. We did, Trump agenda will keep House and increase Senate. This was an op-ed that was in the Wall Street Journal, and this is the gentleman who wrote it.
In a new op-ed, our next guest says if the GOP wants to sweep the midterms, they better hop on board Trump's foreign policy of putting America first. Joining us right now is that person, former Deputy National Security Advisor, Vice President for Vice President Cheney, and CEO of DC International Advisors, Stephen Yates. Stephen, you're convinced the Trump train will keep the House and increase the Senate?
What I hear and what I see around the country when I talk to other former and current chairmen is that the agenda the president has been pushing is much more strongly supported by voters than, say, a straight up or down, do you like or dislike what's happening in the news media or with the president personally? So they look at balancing trade relationships, what he did with Israel and recognizing the capital, when he sits down and tries to resolve a problem like North Korea. Taking these unconventional approaches has kind of recalibrated the way a lot of middle America looks at this, but the trade policies especially, I think, solidify this new electoral college coalition he had in 2016. I think it changes the map for the midterm.
I think it does too, actually. I think that you've got the extremes on each end, but I'll give you an example. They have a transvestite nominee for governor in Connecticut that was selected last night. There was a snapshot poll that was done 3 days ago that has Connecticut. Let me mention the state again. Connecticut in a dead heat between her and the Republican.
Really? In the nutmeg state?
Yeah.
Wow.
Moving too far too fast for some people. Let's go to the phones. Go to Papa B. Papa B, welcome aboard.
You sure you want to give him time? Hit this break here?
Oh, you're so right, Joey. You saved me from myself, buddy. Got to give Papa B plenty of running room because you never know where he's going to go. And we may have to rein him in or just let him run with the ball. We're going to be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
To liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
Hi, I'm Cam Marston, and I'm excited to introduce my new radio show called What's Working with Cam Marston. We'll dig into the trends that are shaping today's workplace and workforce. Saturdays, 12 noon, on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Thank you, Joey-san.
Well, thank you. Saved my phone.
No. Is it completely about
it? Oh, yeah.
Isn't that amazing? That's a hot little deal.
I really love it.
Smart move. On my part, let's go to phones and go to Papa B, Papa B.
Hey, guys.
How are you?
I'm doing great. Hey, I want to chime in about this education situation. That we've been talking about for low these many years.
Yeah, see, now this is interesting. I think you're going to give an interesting perspective considering that you're an appraiser. I'm serious, because hadn't that affected prices?
You want to know it, Dan. It does big time. And I want to tell you what else. The tax base has been horribly affected.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because people are leaving Montgomery. You know, it's not a matter of conjecture anymore. They're leaving Montgomery, and they're doing it because of the Department of Education.
Yeah.
And the county has a death grip on the education system, and they are going to follow it all the way down off the cliff if it takes it. But I'm telling you, change is going to come. Now, you know, they can embrace the change, or they can just, you know, be wadded up and thrown away, but I mean, I'm seeing online education as a very effective alternative.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, and you know what? If you have to pay for it, fine. But I'm telling you, I think that, you know, there are going to be some people that can make the case. Hey, this school is not meeting standards. I deserve to have my child educated. I want a voucher. In a court of law, and I think that they might have a case for it, this or that school, if the, you know, the Department of Education in Montgomery County and other such departments around the country, they're going to have to let go, man. They're just going to have to let go and allow people to have reasonable options. Now, I love teachers. My mom was a teacher. She retired with the Department of Education. There are teachers that do just, they do, I'm telling you, they go to their work with missionary zeal,
yep.
Dan.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. Service heart.
Really, yeah, I'm telling you, man, just a service heart. You're right. And God love them for it because, boy, some of these kids really, really need an adult, you know, intervention in their lives, you know, somebody that can help them. I can't tell you how many times my mother had come out of her pocket to provide for this, that, or the other for some of the kids that, you know, she taught over the years. But as an organization, though, the Department of Education in Montgomery County has got to do something and change, and they better change because it's coming.
Well, let me tell you, here's something that's going to be even worse here. The guy that can change it is the guy that was sitting in my studio a little over an hour ago. And then when we have a new mayor, maybe God will bless us with a good new mayor. But I have a funny feeling that the new mayor of Montgomery will be someone who has much more Democrat kind of central government leanings.
Yeah.
And so, therefore, it will never... Because the guy who can fix it, or the guy who's most capable of fixing it, was the guy that was in the studio.
Don't you think, though, that at a state level... You know, because, look, vouchers are legal. They're completely legal. The Supreme Court has already decided that they are. Don't you think that at a state level, this could be resolved by, you know, allowing a state bachelor's to be issued? Or maybe forcing state vouchers to be issued, in particularly in troubled areas. Do you think that it could happen that way?
I think I think it could. Here's the problem is that the people that are in the big building that has the words Alabama Department of Education on it are bureaucrats. And what they want to do is stay in the bureaucratic world in a centralized government. A voucher, by its definition, is getting out. It's the decentralization of government. It is making a decision out of their hands and into a parent's hands. Now, they can have oversight over all these schools, but... Yeah. That would be kind of limited. There, you know, if Dick were in the studio and we were having this conversation, maybe that I'm going to bring Dick in for a one-hour conversation on education. It really is a shame of how they have molded themselves into themselves. In other words, they have made a figure for them to appeal to, and it is themselves. They love the bureaucracy. They love the stacked-up high pyramid of authority and having to go right down. They hate decentralized authority. They hate it because they have worked decades to move themselves up the food chain to have that authority.
Telling you, it's just not going to continue. By hook or by crook, something is going to happen to decentralize, and they can be a part. Look, we need a great education system. We need standards and guidelines. Now, we don't need a socialist, you know, some sort of a doctrinal socialization type dogma, you know, where people are proselytized into believing, you know, what comes out of Washington, D.C. or Minnesota or wherever. But what we do need are, you know, a great system. But it just cannot continue this way when things are going so badly and people are in such desperate need that they are having to leave, pick up their roots and leave, losing money all the way. You know, you're losing money. They're losing money. And so, you know, sooner or later, something I think it's going to break there, Dan. I'd also, just briefly now, you know, this is just Papa B being Papa B.
Which you do so well, by the way.
I do that pretty good. I play a pretty good imitation of myself.
Hurry up, we have 30 seconds.
Okay. You call this guy from Connecticut a she. That ain't a she. It's a he. Always will be. I don't care if been surgically altered and taking all kind of drugs. It's not a girl. It's a he. It's a very screwed up he. A very misguided he, but still a he.
Well, maybe a way for a Republican to win a Connecticut governorship. Papa B, thank you very much. Guys, several questions and points out there. Don't forget about Don Duncan, All-American Tire and Auto. 4 locations, yes, 4 now. 2 on Madison Avenue, the Main and the Overflow, Bell Road, and then Millbrook, where All-American Mike is. And I want you to go see him. He's behind the McDonald's there. He is a great guy. I tell you, the Don Duncan staff are spectacular. Joey, I want to thank you for a great show.
Good show.
Guys, be good. Be safe. We didn't do the drawing. Be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock. I'm going to keep doing this until I get it right. Greg Budell, the great, he's next. Adios.